Welcome back to another episode of Speak Up, an Avalon Bay Communities podcast, proudly sponsored by our Women's Leadership Network, or WLN. This show is for Avalon Bay associates, WLN members, and anyone seeking insightful conversations that inspire both personal and professional growth. We invite leaders from all industries, backgrounds, and experience levels to speak up about the real issues shaping our workplace and the world around us. Thanks for tuning in.
Welcome back to the Speak Up podcast, hosted by Avalon Bay Communities Women's Leadership Network, or WLN. My name is Vanessa Cazares, and I am a Portfolio Operations Director with Avalon Bay, and I'm co-hosting today with Sydney Stone, an Operation Manager within our organization. I'm excited to kick off a new episode of Speak Up as we continue our focus on wellness. Today, we'll dive deeper into corporate philanthropy and what it means to promote community wellness. Today, we're lucky to be joined by our guest, Colleen Olfert, Director of Membership and Member Services for Boston College's Center for Corporate Citizenship. In her role as Director of Membership and Member Services, Colleen leads the strategy and operations related to the recruitment and retention of member companies, organizes and leads two member roundtables, oversees production of annual primary research, and guides input into content presented by BCCCC's annual conference. Under her leadership, the center now serves 400 member companies a year, ranging in size and industry. Since joining the center in 2001, Colleen has had thousands of conversations with corporations on the challenges and opportunities corporate citizenship presents to them. Over the years, she has managed advisory services, custom training, member benchmarking, regional events, and membership. In her current role, she uses her knowledge and experience to provide direction on content connected to member services, such as signature research products, benchmarking, roundtables, conference sessions, and member regional meetings. Prior to joining the center, Colleen worked in the nonprofit sector, connecting volunteers to social services, assisting new immigrants in Boston, and supporting mental health services. She received her MBA and MSW from Boston College. Some of her own volunteer experiences include her year serving on the Navajo Reservation, working with mentally and physically challenged teenagers, traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border with a group of BC students to learn about immigration issues, serving on Boston College's Diversity Advisory Committee, and coaching youth soccer. At Avalon Bay, we are driven by our purpose of creating a better way to live, not just for our residents, but for the larger communities where we live and work. We do this by channeling our three core values: commitment to integrity, a focus on continuous improvement, and a spirit of caring. We're excited to focus on that last value, spirit of caring, during today's conversation and share ways we can all incorporate community wellness into interactions with our neighbors. In other words, wellness with a purpose. Let's get started.
Colleen, we're so excited to have you with us today. To kick things off, do you have a standout volunteer moment that made a meaningful impact on your life?
Thank you. It's really great to be here today. And I consider myself really lucky. I grew up in a family that volunteered, promoted volunteering from an early age, and attended high schools and colleges that had a lot of volunteer opportunities. And in fact, my undergrad college experience, they really encouraged folks to take a year of service after graduation. And I was really privileged, I have to say. I had the privilege to be able to do that, to do something like an AmeriCorps or Peace Corps. And I did what was called the Mercy Volunteer Corps. And I found myself living on the Navajo Reservation, serving as an aide, working in a school for special education, and definitely thinking about the direction my life was going to take from there. And it had an impact on what I did with the rest of my life.
And how did you know you wanted to pursue this work, not just personally, but professionally? And can you tell us a little more about your role?
Sure. So when I finished volunteering, I took a job with the Mercy Volunteer Corps. And during that time, I had a chance to visit nonprofits throughout the United States. I was really inspired by all the different missions. These were everything from working with children, women, adults. The mission was great, but I found myself really frustrated by the challenges that nonprofits faced in trying to get their work done to accomplish their mission and really serve people. So when I was looking at graduate schools, I came to Boston College and I discovered a dual degree program that then connected me to the Boston College Center for Corporate Citizenship. When I graduated from Boston College with the master's program, I started working here, and our center really helps to connect corporations to use their assets. Maybe it's their money, their people, their information, their technology, to help communities, nonprofits, to make the world a better place. So I get a chance to kind of take my knowledge, take the knowledge here at the center, the research and resources, work with corporations who then can share these assets with nonprofits so that they can achieve their mission. So I really feel like it came full circle for me in working here at Boston College Center for Corporate Citizenship.
Awesome. And as Vanessa mentioned, we are focusing our series on wellness. Can you share what well-being means to you and how you see it connected to giving back?
For me, well-being really encompasses the social, mental, and physical health of a person. And from what I've been able to see in research that's done around volunteering and giving back, that people who give back, who volunteer, who contribute to the benefit of others, they have a greater sense of overall well-being. And so it comes back to them in a lot of positive ways.
I love that. I feel like you've hit the nail on the head when it comes to committing yourself to something and how it makes you feel. But how do you think it also helps people feel more connected to not only their community, but their colleagues and themselves when they have larger organizations, you know, volunteer and be a part of something bigger?
We don't know kind of the causality of why this happens, but the research shows and our work with corporations really shows that the people who volunteer are more connected to teams, individuals, to the folks they're volunteering with. And if it's a corporate volunteer program, they become more connected to their company, a sense of engagement, a sense of pride in this place that they're working in. I think it's maybe human nature to want to connect, and volunteering kind of creates that outlet. One of the things we saw during COVID, when companies had to shut down or everyone had to, employees had to work at home, the volunteer programs had to shut down or stop, but the employees didn't stop volunteering. Companies were finding employees were helping elderly neighbors with their grocery shopping or tutoring students online. And in that way, they were still connecting to people, reaching out. It even kind of took on, companies started to call it acts of kindness. And it's something that even till today, some companies are still tracking this because individuals may want to volunteer through a formal volunteer program. But even if they can't, they just really want to be connected to other people, it would seem, and want to keep doing things that enables them to bridge the gap of being, you know, disconnected from their communities.
I totally understand that. I mean, I've been lucky enough to volunteer multiple times with Avalon Bay. We started that many, many years ago when I started with the company, and we tend to organize multiple opportunities for our teams to go and be together to do some good, but also do some good for the communities that they work in, right? So they can have a good sense of purpose when it comes to, I did something that helped someone else, but also I got to spend time outside of the workplace with my team as well and bond on something that makes all of us feel good. So I totally get that.
It's great.
Yeah, I'll also say, you know, what Avalon Bay does, you know, we are a part of the community. We provide homes for, you know, our residents. Mm-hmm. And so that wanting to be a part of the community, I think we already feel it. And I know, Vanessa, you helped set up volunteer events throughout Avalon Bay. And just speaking from somebody who is a part of those volunteer events, it's interesting, Colleen, how you said even when it stopped, they continued to volunteer outside of work. And I found myself, you know, looking for opportunities even, you know, outside of Avalon Bay. So get that. And thank you for sharing that. So digging deeper into volunteerism in the workplace, what role do corporate volunteer programs play in shaping a company's culture and supporting an associate's well-being?
Well, we have found time and again, we do a research study called the Community Involvement Study. And when we've asked companies about, are they measuring employees volunteering and whether that volunteering has an impact, the majority of the folks who do measure have found that employees who volunteer are more engaged employees overall. they have less absenteeism, higher job satisfaction, more productive. And in that, again, it's a chicken and an egg. We don't know if those are the types of employees that are going to volunteer anyway, or if the volunteering leads to this, but it does create a culture of people who want to be in the workplace, creates a positive place to work, and the culture itself becomes more positive because of that.
Yeah. And, you know, in the workplace, I know you mentioned that there's more engagement. They found that there's more engagement when volunteering is happening. But there's always that moment where we might feel overwhelmed or we have a big project coming up in any workplace. So how can leaders create space for employees to volunteer without it feeling like just another task?
Great question. There's actually, we found in our recent research, there are four things that really helped engage employees and helped promote getting employees involved without being voluntold, let's say, or feeling like this is another obligation. So one of these things is to take the planning off the employees' plates. So I heard you say you create these opportunities for employees, that it just makes it easy for people, to our employees, to just join in. The second thing is to offer flexibility with all of that, with that planning. There is not one size that fits all. Some people may want to volunteer on the weekends, evenings, with teams, on their own. So have some flexibility there for employees to be able to choose from. Definitely include some team events. This helps create both personal and team connections. And so that's going to help in the workplace and for people to be able to get to know their colleagues better in a way that is not just sitting around the coffee, having coffee or having drinks or, you know, doing something hands-on, and that gives back. And then finally, recognizing people for their contributions. So no one is volunteering to get the recognition, but giving the recognition creates a way for those employees to feel seen and helps maybe create opportunities for new people to volunteer in, or just continuing in and recognizing that this is valued at the company and I want to keep doing it.
And you mentioned some ways to make it accessible to volunteer, just being flexible and providing recognition. But what are some ways that companies can make volunteering more inclusive?
So I think that flexibility piece really hits on it. One of the things we found that even with, you know, people being back in the workplace, I should say, now that employees are more often working in a corporate office and or a hybrid, they're not all at home all the time, the virtual volunteering still hasn't gone away, because there is still the opportunity for folks who are perhaps not working in an office or just want to do something on the side, are maybe not physically able to participate in different ways. And so the virtual allows that. Also, things like having paid time off allows people to be able to take some time. Maybe you're a parent and there's an opportunity to volunteer at your child's school during the workday. So this gives the employee the freedom to do that, and it's accessible to them. Again, having the different timing of things so that some things happen where maybe you can bring a family member or bring a friend to volunteer also, so that you're creating community for employees, that they don't have to feel disconnected away from other people in their community. And I think just communicating how all these opportunities are there, what's being offered, and hearing from the people who volunteer themselves helps to get more people involved.
I love the aspect of hearing from the ones that have already participated. We like to show, hey, I had a great time doing this. I feel like I really did something for someone else, but it was fun. And we try to get statements from people after they volunteer, just to kind of say, how did you like this? What can we do better? And what would you like to be involved in? So I will take down your four things. For sure. We're going to use those moving forward. I love it.
Wonderful.
So I know that you've given us such great tidbits of information on measurements and whatnot. How do you measure the impact of volunteerism, not just in hours and dollars, because obviously we keep track of those things, but in terms of well-being?
Well, I think, as I was mentioning, there's been some research studies showing that people who volunteered experienced kind of overall greater sense of well-being. Sometimes it was compared to people who didn't volunteer, or sometimes it was the sense of someone taking a survey before they volunteered and after they volunteered and were able to feel a sense of calm, a greater sense of well-being. Some studies, though, actually even measured physical health and found that people who volunteered had greater physical health in some cases than people who didn't volunteer. That could be the connectivity, the lack of, you know, the getting rid of isolation, the movement. There's many things that could contribute to that, but all of those things can be measured. But for companies, I think some of the things that they would look to measure impact is typically connected to that sense of employee engagement. Is volunteering making employees feel like this is the place they want to show up every day, that they want to support their coworkers, they want to do a little extra? This is typically what we found that is the impact of volunteering. Those employees who volunteer, they'll go the extra mile. They're more connected to their teammates. They're showing up for things. And that's something companies can measure and see where it's creating some impact for them, because it will help kind of keep the company going and keep the volunteering going.
I love that. I can't say enough how much people get excited, especially new employees, when they hear that we encourage people to volunteer, like, because they want to do it. They definitely want to be a part of it. And we're allowing them to, you know, take part in that. So yeah, let's do it. Let's have more fun. Let's be more engaged. I love it. Yeah, let's get back.
Yeah, I also like the idea of feeling more connected to your company, but also to your direct team members that you're working alongside of every day. I think that's important. I am curious, what trends are you seeing in how younger generations approach volunteerism and purpose-driven work?
Yes. Well, as you were talking about the new employees, you get excited. And that's some research we were recently looking at, done by some other folks, but it was looking at Gen Z employees, because that generation will make up 30% of the workforce by 2030. So they are your newer employees. They're folks who are already employed or are going to be employed by you and other companies. And these individuals, this generation has a great sense that they're a generation, they can make a difference in the world. And they want to work for an organization that aligns with their social beliefs or political beliefs and things that they want to make a difference in. So volunteering can give them an outlet to do that, kind of connect them up to some of the things that they believe they're trying to work on in the world. Could be climate change, could be working with marginalized communities, but here volunteering creates an opportunity for that. And then also they've entered a workforce that's hybrid or has more remote jobs. You might be on a team where everyone's in a different state in the United States and you don't only come together once a year. So they are looking for volunteering as an opportunity to network, meet with senior executives, senior leaders, just to get a chance to connect in different ways. And so that's something I think they're really thinking about. The other thing the research shows, which is just kind of common sense in some ways, is that the younger generation in your entry-level positions starting out in the workforce, they don't have as much money, but they may have more time. So in trying to contribute, they may not be able to do employee giving type programs, but employee volunteering can really provide an opportunity for them.
And if you could redesign the way companies support volunteerism, what would you change or even amplify?
I think I would really amplify some of the business case to senior leaders that volunteering is a business essential. It's not a nice to have. There are such a connection to you want to recruit and retain the best employees. You want employees who are engaged, who are showing up for work, excited and supporting their teammates and working hard. And time and again, volunteering just creates this outlet or this connection to other people, to the company, that seems to increase all of that. And so there, you know, it is this sort of like, oh, well, we're volunteering to build a better business. It's like, well, volunteering helps you build a better business and a better community and better society. So you're able to kind of connect on a lot of different levels there. And it's a win for the employees too. And so I think those are the types of things I'd love to get more senior leaders to hear about.
Getting them to see that there's a lot more to it than just, you know, helping the company and expanding it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just saying, it's part of your everyday core. Like, it's your everyday thread of part of your job. You look forward to coming to work to be a part of an organization that's involved in not just making money, right? We're not just about making money.
Exactly.
So It makes them feel more connected to that organization. The loyalty's there, which definitely. I 100% condone. Let's do that.
That's great. Yeah.
All right. So we did talk about our core values at the beginning, and one of our core values is spirit of caring. In your own words, what does that mean to you?
I think it means that Avalon Bay is a company that thinks about the bigger picture. I think you are thinking about the business. You got to keep the business running. You got to be a going concern. But spirit of caring is doing this in a way that supports the well-being of your employees, of your residents, of the communities where you're setting up operations or where you're creating new communities as a business to yourself.
I agree. What do you hope listeners both inside and outside of Avalon Bay take away from this conversation about philanthropy and wellness?
Well, I think today we hear a lot of messages about wellness and well-being, and it's you need to get more sleep, you need to eat better, you need to meditate, or you need to medicate, or you need to read this book. And so, you know, there's a lot of this is what you should do. And I don't want to tell anyone what they should do, but I do think if you're thinking about your own well-being, one thing you can try is to do something for someone else. It can be for a friend or a neighbor. It can join your employee volunteer program. It can be part of another institution outside of work. But just step outside of yourself, giving back, helping someone else. It definitely seems to generate a greater sense of well-being, health, and overall good feeling. And so I think that could be a way folks could try and do this.
I agree. Thank you. Yeah, I can tell you, I have felt very much after the fact. You know, I've participated in organizations. I was a board member for the YMCA. I was, you know, and just seeing the impact that it has, whether it's during work hours, after work hours, I was over there doing things and I just wanted to be involved. And the more you do it, it's like, it's addictive. You just want to do more because it makes you feel good. So yeah, anybody can do that. Okay. We have a lightning round now. So we're going to ask you some quick questions, quick answers. We're going to kick that off.
Excellent.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Go-to app.
Probably the weather app. A little boring, but I use it every day on my phone.
I do that too. Multiple times a day. How cool is it going to be tonight?
Favorite day of the week?
I would go with Sunday on that. I play in a women's soccer league on Sunday mornings. And so great to get outside and do that.
That's fun. This is a tough one, but favorite book?
Yes. I don't know if I have a favorite one book, but I'd say anything by Alison Bechdel. She writes these great graphic novels and really enjoy all of her work.
And last one, bucket list vacation.
Ooh, I think if I had a chance, I'd get to Australia and New Zealand. That would be on my bucket list. Yeah.
Good
choice. Good choice. Go during the winter so it's summer.
Yes, there. Exactly.
That's funny. We were just talking about that the other day. All right. Well, Colleen, thank you so much for joining us today. Your insights, your information, your experience. We really appreciate you sharing all those things with us. And we're so happy to have you on our Speak Up podcast. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for inviting me. I really enjoyed this and I really appreciate all the great work that you're doing at Avalon Bay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of Speak Up. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and found practical inspiration to fuel your own personal and professional journey. If you'd like to hear more, be sure to follow Avalon Bay Communities on social media and subscribe to the show for updates on future episodes. A big thank you to our hosts, guests, Women's Leadership Network members, and to all of you for listening.